up. Oh, hey there. Welcome to Michael on the Go, and I am your host, Michael Giannotti. User profiling for a better migration and reboot in Office 365. So, the other day I was with a client, and we were going through all kinds of things as they were looking to move from on-premise to the cloud. They had recently purchased Office 365, but they had a large legacy presence. In fact, their entire corporate intranet was on-premise, but they wanted to take advantage of the new features in Office 365, and they wanted to make sure that they were rolling out the right things for the right folks within their organization, targeting that, making sure they were providing them the right services and things that were appropriate, not just throwing things on the wall as they looked to migrate, but really migrating piecemeal, thoughtfully, with an eye towards their user base. They also wanted to make sure that their users were properly licensed so that, you know, in some cases, they may have a need to move up the licensing for certain groups of individuals because they have needs beyond what they originally thought. And so one of the areas of discussion that came up in the conversation that day was around user profiling. And in fact, I'm going to be working with this group. I met with the account team today, and they wanted to talk about what could we do with them from a user profiling standpoint. What are the type of services and things that we would do in the MTC to help them? And, you know, the beauty of it is it's something that anybody really could do on their own. This isn't rocket science, you know, but certainly we would love to help you at the MTC. You know, you can talk to your reps if you're looking for something similar. But profiling users really comes down to three easy steps. And, you know, it is valuable because by profiling and figuring out who those target base, you know, folks are, what those different groups in your org look like, you can ensure that as you move services up to the cloud, that you're doing so in response to their needs, and then creating and customizing and extending the experience, again, to meet their needs and what they need to do to get their jobs done. So what does it take to profile? Well, certainly there are consultant services that do very sophisticated profiling of users within the organization, and based off of those profiles, build and customize some great experiences. And I think they are worth their weight in gold when you work with that. I know Microsoft Consulting Services does that. Partners like Perficient, Blue Rooster, and others, they do similar activities. Neudesic, just a few that come to mind. And it is a great service, and it is really something that can help. They can help you really light up your intranet responsive to those groups. But let's say you're looking to just roll out, take the services that Microsoft has in Office 365, working on configuration versus customization. You want to make sure you're targeting and providing the right things. Well, profiling comes down to three things that you need to follow. First of all, identify the base groups of workers in your organization. Now, as you're doing so, you're going to do some combination. If you come up with any more than five, you are way overthinking for what I'm talking about, and you better be talking to a consultant group. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in analysis paralysis. We're talking three, four, you know, really five is stretching it, but identifying the key groups in your org. For example, we're going to take a fictitious company. Let's take we're going to take a bottling company as an example. So a company who bottles beverages for, you know, they bottle beverages and they have to disperse it. Well, there's going to be some very distinct user groups within that base. First of all, in corporate headquarters, you're going to have knowledge workers, or you might refer to them something different according to your corporate culture. But these are the folks who are, you know, they're not only using email and your intranet, they're doing document management and document sharing and collaboration. They're sharing documents, calendars. They're heavy in Excel spreadsheets. They're producing PowerPoints, consuming PowerPoints. The full gamut of information and person discovery, connecting with people and ideas, collaborating and content creation. They're doing it all, right? Now, that may have a bunch of subgroups, but that's a major group. Then you may have, you know, on the other end, I'm going to take the other one, and I'll just call them bottle cappers, right? Now, of course, you may have machines. I know this may be out of date, but let's say people who are going thong, 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 making sure that the caps are on the bottles. Those people are task workers, right? So we're talking a task worker classification that could, you know, encompass your bottle cappers and a whole range of folks who do not have a PC in the organization, who in fact access resources via either a kiosk or their home PC and have a need in a bring your own device strategy to get to email, read documents, not necessarily create them for the organization, maybe edit, maybe participate in discussions or something like that, but have very rudimentary needs. Maybe need to be trained, you know, watch training videos, etc. So those would be your task workers. Again, the name may vary based on your org. But you're going to come up with some distinct groupings of individuals. 2 to 5, no more. Once you've grouped those, come up with those groups, then what you need to do is walk through and list out. This is a brainstorming activity. It's like the writing process, right? You have your groupings highlighted. You can underline and put them on a big whiteboard, put them on your OneNote, right, that you're projecting up. And then you're going to go ahead and underneath those groupings list all the functions within the intranet from both a services and software standpoint. So again, think through the basic tenets of an intranet, right? Around communications, information discovery, connecting with individuals, right? Real-time connection, synchronous and asynchronous connections. So it might be, you know, IMing, video chat, etc. It might be discussion threads, things like that. So think through their capabilities that they need to do, content creation, editing, posting, all that kind of stuff. So go through and you're gonna list all the things they need to do on a daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly basis. And those are gonna be very different in your different groupings. Once you've gotten those listed out, the third step is then to go ahead and map those things that each group needs to accomplish back to the services and software available through Office 365. So do they need Office Pro Plus? Do they need Visio? Do they need access to the video portal? Or in the case of the task worker, can we simply stand up, you know, a custom page or something like that where we're going to go ahead and let them see embedded videos that maybe they're an E1 license, but so they don't need access to the Office for Video portal, but they need access to some of the video content for their training purposes. And you're going to go through and map all that back. That's going to help you look at, number one is your licensing, mapping up to the needs of those users, or do you need to change that up and maybe, you know, take it from an E1 to an E3, etc. Also, it's going to let you look at as you move components of your on-premise instance up into the cloud, or go to a V2 in the cloud, or whatever the case might be, what are those services and things that should be your first go-rounds, your quick hits, your things that are going to give you that bang for the buck for those users? Is it for those knowledge workers, anywhere, anytime, any device access to their personal documents, instead of it being locked in a shared map drive? They're in OneDrive in the cloud and then get to that content. Is it for those task workers, implementation of the video portal and then the custom pages where you're embedding those videos for training? What are the things that are going to make the most sense for those users? And Exchange Online, so they can get to it via Office web applications or Outlook web app, right? And be able to get to it. You're going to be able to map that and come up with a game plan for the iterative movement of content into the cloud as it meets the needs of your users, and also do a reevaluation of licensure. But it's all about profiling people. So think about it, 3 easy steps. Group, determine the functions, and finally, map back the services and software. That's it. That's all you need to do. With that, think about it for your organization. This is Michael on the go, heading on home after a long day at the office. Bidding you have a great day, take care and ciao. And as always, profile for success in the cloud. Take care.